The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And we begin with this one from Woman's Day, The Quiet Heart Risk. There's a lot of misinformation about heart failure that could put you in danger. Learn about the condition, including must-knows that could save your life. The basics. Heart failure doesn't mean the heart has given out or quit beating. That's cardiac arrest. It means the muscle no longer pumps blood throughout the body as well as it should, usually because it is too weak, thick, or stiff. It is a serious condition, but most patients can live a normal life with appropriate care, says Stephen Sidney, MD, Director of Research Clinics with the Kaiser Permanente Northern California Division of Research. In the U.S., women have a 20% lifetime risk of heart failure. For comparison, the chance of breast cancer is about 12%. Dr. Sidney's research shows that heart failure-related deaths are rising in younger and older women, likely due to increases in obesity and type 2 diabetes, two risk factors for the condition. Hypertension or high blood pressure is also a risk factor, as it makes the heart work less effectively over time. In fact, blacks who have a higher risk of hypertension are 20 times as likely as whites to experience heart failure before age 50. This may be in part due to that increased risk. Be aware of the symptoms. Signs can be subtle, but take any changes, such as unusual shortness of breath, especially when lying down, excessive fatigue, and swelling in the legs, ankles, feet, or abdomen, seriously. Women often ignore symptoms because they're busy taking care of everyone else, says Lil A. Baruch, MD, an associate professor of medicine in the Division of Cardiology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Take steps to prevent it. Controlling blood pressure is key, says Dr. Sidney. Hypertension pushes the heart to work harder, so it enlarges and becomes less efficient. Managing diabetes is also a must. Chronically high blood sugar can damage heart blood vessels. Keep both conditions under control by eating a healthful diet, not smoking, and exercising regularly. If lifestyle changes don't work, ask your doctor if meds are right for you. And get treatment. Heart failure usually can't be reversed, but it may be controlled with medications such as beta blockers and diuretics, and lifestyle changes like limiting intake of salt and liquids. Patients are encouraged to exercise despite their weaker hearts, as this can improve their energy levels and endurance so they can feel better and live longer, says Dr. Baruch. A doctor can advise you on reintroducing movement into your life. From Martha Stewart Living, Good Living, 50 Ways to Be the Change. Now, last time I already read numbers 1 through 30, so we are going to pick it up at 31, Convert Your Kids' Lunch. Raise these questions at your next PTA meeting. Do students eat off petroleum-based polystyrene foam trays? Most likely they do. About 225 million of them wind up in landfills each year. Advocate for paper boats, like those at stadiums. They cost about the same and are biodegradable. Also, could we develop a more plant-based menu or source from more local food producers? Could we build a school garden and work it into the curriculum? 32. Pack wisely. If you make their lunches, opt for reusable containers and utensils, beeswax wrap, or washable sandwich and snack bags. Next, restore reefs. Ask a restaurant to collect its oyster shells for restoration efforts, says landscape architect Kate Orff. In the past century, 80% of U.S. beds have been destroyed by over-harvesting and pollution. This move protects future oysters and bolsters shorelines by acting as a natural breakwater. Travel smarter. Compare flying and driving to see which is greener. Factors include sitting in first class, where you take up three times the space and generate nine times more carbon emissions than in economy, per the World Bank, and driving a hybrid, which is a plus. Enter your trip details into myclimate.org to see how you net out. Buy carbon offsets. For a few extra bucks, you can invest in a project that counteracts the emissions generated from your trip. To find a reputable program, go to green-e.org. Venture to Costa Rica, Namibia, or Nepal. They're invested in conservation and ecotourism, Hemley says, and it's paying off. Namibia's elephant populations have tripled in the past 25 years, while numbers in other African countries continue to decline. Boycott endangered souvenirs. To help the 1 million species facing extinction, skip items made with coral, tortoiseshell, skins, feathers, and ivory. Connect with your political representatives. Whether you voted for them or not, your council person, mayor, and congresspeople are in office to serve your interests. Hayhoe suggests joining a chapter of the nonpartisan organization Citizens Climate Lobby to learn how to gain access to your people in power and start conversations that lead to action. Go to citizensclimatelobby.org. Rally your community. Transportation and energy decisions happen at local levels, says Yagi. New projects like pipelines and industrial plants have long been subject to a public comment period or hearings, but federal regulations may be changing. Find out if either is scheduled, and if so, assemble neighbors and show up with statistics. Then go bigger. Organizations like 350, that's the number 350.org, Fridays for Future, Extinction Rebellion, and the Sunrise Movement plan rallies and marches to make a lot of noise. The most important thing you can do is join with others in building a movement that might actually change the political and economic ground rules. Put it in writing. Pressure from customers persuaded companies like Starbucks to ditch plastic straws. Last December, a Minnesota mom got nearly 500,000 Target shoppers to ask the retailer to nix plastic bags, and the company, which had already switched to partially recycled plastic bags, is working on a solution. Ask spots you frequent to make positive strides via social media, start a change.org petition, or send postcards or emails straight to the CEO. Improve your office. And that's these next several. Recycle to the max. As much as 90% of our workplace garbage is eligible, including the 350 pounds of waste paper per employee the average office creates each year. Set up a TerraCycle program for trickier stuff like packing materials and plastic cutlery. See TerraCycle.com for details. I'll spell that TerraCycle.com. Encourage video meetings to cut travel. Well, that's kind of going on now for the last couple of months. Bring your lunch. You'll save on money and be zero waste with that Tupperware and reusable flatware. Also, stop over-ordering food or ordering at all for meetings. Remind yourself why it's worth it. We have a treasure trove of nature in our own backyards. Spend time in them. When you pay admission to Yellowstone or Canyonlands or any of our 62 national parks, you support America's best ever idea and protect its future. To help maintain our rivers, streams, and trails, enlist in your local waterkeeper group or park alliance. And tread lightly, leave no garbage behind. Teach girls. Supporting their schooling and professional development is number 6 on Project Drawdown's list of biggest climate change solutions. The reason? Educating girls is one of the best ways to slow population growth, thereby decreasing the number of humans on the planet by 1 billion by 2050. Donate to the Women's Environment and Development Organization to help programs globally with that aim. And their website is wedo.org. Demand eco-justice. Low-income communities tend to be closer to polluting facilities and projects, and significantly hotter by up to 13 degrees per one new study. Be an ally, says Michelle Roberts of the Environmental Justice Health Alliance. Volunteer with or donate to groups like hers that work to support them. And there's a website, ej4all.com. Vote with your values. To find out how your representatives fare and see their records on climate issues, type your zip code into the League of Conservation Voters National Environmental Scorecard. The website is scorecard.lcv.org. And show up for local elections to have a say in your area. And number 50, talk it up. Enthusiasm is contagious. Share what you're doing and why it matters, says Wilkinson. That's where you start to see the ripple effect. If you keep it all to yourself, you're missing out on the biggest impact you can have. From Woman's Day, downtime you deserve, kickback. Woman's Day's picks for the best in new music, books, and more. First, for music, Such Pretty Forks in the Road by Alanis Morissette. It's for fans of Liz Phair and Tori Amos. With her breakthrough Jagged Little Pill turning 25 this year, the Canadian singer releases her first album in 8 years, featuring the lead single Reasons I Drink. Get into a podcast. This one's called The Dream, for fans of Goop and self-care. In season 2, Jane Marie delves into the sometimes grandiose promise of the wellness industry, from magnet therapy to supplements and beyond. Watch a doc. Jane Goodall, The Hope, was on National Geographic Channel April 22nd. You can probably find that to stream. It's for fans of Blue Planet and Planet Earth, a 2-hour documentary looking at the legendary conservationist's work and the obstacles she's faced over the 60 years since her groundbreaking work with chimps in Tanzania. Binge on a TV show, Normal People, available on Hulu for fans of Dawson's Creek and Romeo and Juliet. Based on the best-selling novel by Sally Rooney, this series follows the complicated and very relatable romance between two Irish students from opposite socioeconomic backgrounds. From Better Homes and Gardens Health Edition, you can get skin cancer where? A head-to-toe look at some of the surprising places skin cancer can develop and how to protect yourself. First, your scalp. Bald men are obviously the most vulnerable here, but don't assume your locks have you covered. The sun's rays can easily reach spots where hair is a bit thin or areas exposed by a prominent part. And skin cancer on the scalp is rarely caught in the early stage because it's hard to see every spot under your hair, says Deborah Sarnoff, MD, president of the Skin Cancer Foundation. You have a few options as far as protection goes. The best one, by far, is to wear a hat. Look for a wide-brim hat, at least 2 inches, so it also shades your ears and face, that has ultraviolet protectable factor, or UPF, of 30 to 50, says New York City-based dermatologist Deborah Jallyman, MD. Companies selling hats with UPF include Coolabar, Wallaroo, Outdoor Research. Not a hat person? Invest in a sunscreen designed for hair and scalp. Boston-based dermatopathologist Gretchen Freeling, MD, is a fan of Kula Scalp and Hair Mist. Next, the skin around your eyes and eyelids. Even if you dutifully apply sunscreen to your face, you're probably missing around your eyes. If sunscreen irritates that area, Sarnoff suggests using a product designed for sensitive skin and or for kids, or a waterproof one so it's less likely to run. Sunglasses, of course, are always a must. They'll reduce your risk of cataracts, too, she says. For the best protection, choose large wraparound sunglasses. Your ears. Scientists have had people apply sunscreen, then stand under black lights to see where they missed. The ears were routinely neglected. People don't want their hair to get gunked up, or they just forget. But ears get regular sun exposure, so remember to apply sunscreen to them. Also, make sure your dermatologist peeks inside the ear canal with a light during your skin check. You're having those once a year, right? Skin cancer can develop there, too. Your lower lip. It tends to protrude more than the upper lip, which means it catches more sun rays, says Cynthia Bailey, MD, a California dermatologist and founder of an eponymous skincare line. Apply a broad-spectrum sunscreen or lip balm with SPF. Or go to the lipstick route. A thick, opaque formula physically blocks UV rays. Another way to lower the risk of developing skin cancer on your lips, don't smoke. The carcinogens in smoke from cigarettes and pipes can damage the skin cells there and lead to cancer. your nails and the surrounding skin. If you've ever had warts on your hands, you may be at higher risk for squamous cell cancer, Bailey says. If you notice any new or unusual spots around your nails or a dark vertical stripe running up the nail bed, get it checked out. The palms of the hands. Melanoma sometimes crops up here, especially in people with dark skin tones. However, cases in this area are more likely to be linked to getting older than to sun exposure, Bailey says. If you notice any new spots or pigment changes in this area, tell your dermatologist. Your lower back. It's not uncommon for shirts to ride up above with a waist or pants or shorts while you go about daily activities, resulting in repeated sun exposure. I found a melanoma here on my mother, who was a gardener, Bailey says. She often would get a sunburn on her lower back when it was exposed as she bent over to tend her plants. If you're going to be outside, moving around a lot, gardening, exercising, or picking up kids, make sure to cover this spot with sunscreen before getting dressed. Your genitals. Yes, you can get skin cancer where the sun literally doesn't shine. We think in some cases, but not all, it might be related to having a history of HPV or human papillomavirus, Sarnoff says. HPV is a common sexually transmitted virus that the body's immune system usually fights off. However, recent research suggests that if HPV lingers for years, it might raise the risk of cancer. For women, the gyno should screen you for HPV during checkups. Men, ask your doctor about getting tested. I recommend people up to age 45 who are sexually active get the HPV vaccine or Gardasil, Sarnoff says. And when you're at the dermatologist for a skin check, don't be shy. This area needs a once-over. The tops and soles of your feet. During the summer, or if you live in a warm climate, your feet get lots of sun exposure, especially if you wear flip-flops or sandals, says Bailey, who adds that she has treated many skin cancers on the feet. Don't forget to apply sunscreen there. Although it's not as common, the soles of your feet are another place where melanoma shows up. People with dark skin tones are more at risk. Doctors aren't sure why. When doing a self-exam about once a month, be sure to examine your soles and the skin in between your toes. UVA rays can penetrate glass, too, so don't skip sunscreen just because you'll be in the car. And here are some product recommendations. Cover all those missed spots with some of these sunscreens. First, there's Aquaphor Lip Protectant and Sunscreen, a fave for soothing seriously dry lips, and it also has SPF 30. That's available for $4 at Target.com. Kula Scalp and Hair Mist Organic Sunscreen SPF 30, lightweight and water-resistant for up to 80 minutes. $26 at Kula.com. Neutrogena Sheer Zinc Kids Sunscreen Stick SPF 50. It's made with zinc oxide but goes on clear. $16 from Neutrogena. Blue Lizard Sensitive Stick SPF 50. This zinc oxide-based sunscreen is coral reef friendly. It's available for $9 at Walgreens. And Super Goop Shimmer Shade, a pretty way to protect your eyelids with SPF 30. It's available for $24 from supergoop.com. And now we switch over to some food here for us from Good Housekeeping's workbook, Roasted Asparagus with Creamy Feta. Active and total time, 15 minutes. We need 2 pounds asparagus trimmed, 1 tablespoon olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 8 ounces of feta cheese, half cup plain whole milk yogurt, and 1 lemon. Heat oven to 425. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss asparagus with the oil and a half teaspoon each salt and pepper. Transfer half to the second sheet and arrange both in a single layer. Roast, shaking both trays once until the asparagus is lightly charred and just tender, 10 to 12 minutes. Meanwhile, in a food processor, puree the feta and yogurt until smooth. Spread half of the mixture onto a platter. Over each sheet of asparagus, grate the zest from half the lemon and toss to combine. Arrange asparagus on top of feta mixture and serve with remaining feta mixture. This serves 6. herb goat cheese with pink peppercorns. Active in total time, 10 minutes. We need a quarter cup olive oil, 1 tablespoon finely grated Meyer lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons juice, quarter cup of flat leaf parsley chopped, 2 tablespoons fresh dill chopped, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh chives, 1 tablespoon pink peppercorns roughly chopped, 1 10-ounce log fresh goat cheese, baguette slices for serving, vegetables such as cucumbers, snap peas, and radishes for serving. In a small bowl, whisk together the oil and lemon juice, transfer to a serving plate or platter. In a second bowl, combine herbs, lemon zest, and peppercorns, spread on a cutting board. Place the goat cheese log on top of the cutting board, I believe, and roll to evenly complete coating outside the cheese. Place on top of the oil mixture and serve with baguette and vegetables. And this serves 8. From Real Simple, the staple, almond flour. It's the ultimate go-to for cooks avoiding gluten. But this wonder ingredient, which really is just finely ground blanched almonds, belongs in everyone's pantry. As a replacement for all-purpose flour, it adds a subtle nuttiness and a hit of fiber to muffins and pancakes. If you pair it with coconut in a macaroon cake, for example, it becomes irresistibly chewy. It's also a creative coating for fish fillets and chicken. Store it in the fridge, that is, during those rare moments when you're not using it. And so here are some quick recipes for the things they just mentioned. First, carrot muffins. Stir 2 cups almond flour, 1.5 cups grated carrot, 1/2 cup chopped walnuts, 1 teaspoon baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon each baking soda, salt, and ground nutmeg in a large bowl. Stir in 3 tablespoons melted butter, 1/2 cup honey, and 2 eggs. Fill greased muffin pan, bake 350 degrees until set about 18 minutes. Let cool in the pan for another 5 minutes. Remove from pan, let cool on a wire rack. Next, macaroon cake. Beat 3 eggs and 1 cup sugar with an electric mixer in a large bowl. Set over a pot of simmering water and whisk until warm, 3 to 5 minutes. Remove from heat. Beat on high until tripled in volume, 5 minutes. Fold in 1.5 cups each unsweetened shredded coconut and almond flour and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Spread in a greased, parchment-lined 9-inch cake pan. Top with 1/4 cup sliced almonds. Bake at 350 degrees until firm, 25 minutes. Let cool completely. And last, crispy fish fillets. Mix 1 cup almond flour and 1 teaspoon each chili powder and salt in a large bowl. Dip 4 white fish fillets, a total of 1.5 pounds, in 1 beaten egg. Dredge in flour mixture. Press to adhere. Heat 1/2 inch canola oil in a skillet over medium-high. Cook the fish until browned and cooked through, 3 minutes per side. Stir 1/2 cup mayonnaise and 3 tablespoons pickle relish in a small bowl and serve with the fish. That would be homemade tartar sauce. From Martha Stewart Living, we've got delicious duos. Why, of course you'll whip up cupcakes for tomorrow's bake sale or birthday celebration, and you'll swirl them to the nines without breaking a sweat, thanks to these quick, inspired frostings. Each recipe features a beloved flavor combo, plus confectioner's sugar for sweetness, of course, and makes enough to top a dozen cupcakes. No mixer necessary, just stir them together with a rubber spatula and spread them on thick. First, chocolate hazelnut plus sea salt. Vigorously stir together 3/4 cup chocolate hazelnut spread, such as Nutella, and 1/4 cup confectioner's sugar until smooth. Spread onto cupcakes, then sprinkle with flaky sea salt, such as Jacobsen, and serve immediately or store frosting in an airtight container at room temperature up to 3 days. Mascarpone plus vanilla bean. Vigorously stir together 1 cup mascarpone, 1/2 cup confectioner's sugar, and 1 teaspoon pure vanilla paste or extract until smooth. Spread on cupcakes and serve immediately, or store frosting in an airtight container in the refrigerator up to 3 days. Bring to room temperature before using. And last, how about peanut butter and jelly? Vigorously stir together 1 cup creamy peanut butter and 1/4 cup confectioner's sugar. Spread onto the cupcakes, then top each with 1 teaspoon whisked strawberry jam or grape jelly. And serve immediately or store frosting in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 days. To get the go-to cupcake recipe, you can visit marthastewart.com/vanilla cupcakes. You can tint them pink by adding a little pink gel paste food coloring to the batter if you'd like. And I guess you could, for that matter, tint them any color you want. From Woman's Day, Berry Oatmeal Crumble. Active time is 10 minutes, total 1 hour and 5. It serves 8 people at a cost of $1 per serving. We need 2 pounds mixed fresh or frozen berries. And it says, I like a mixture of raspberries, blackberries, and blueberries. 2 tablespoons granulated sugar. 1 tablespoon cornstarch. 3 cups old-fashioned oats. 3/4 cup almonds, roughly chopped. 6 tablespoons coconut oil or melted unsalted butter. 1/3 cup of honey. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Heat oven to 350. In a shallow 2.5-quart baking dish, and they're showing what looks to be like a 13x9 glass pan, toss fruit with sugar and cornstarch. In a large bowl, toss oats, almonds, coconut oil, honey, cinnamon, and salt until just combined. Scatter over the fruit, cover with foil, and bake 30 minutes. Remove foil, increase oven temperature to 400, and bake until fruit mixture is bubbling and oat mixture is golden brown, 20 to 25 minutes. From Good Housekeeping's Etiquette, Money Matters. Dealing with dollars and cents with friends or family can get tricky. Etiquette expert Jacqueline Whitmore helps navigate 3 common conundrums. First, dinner bills. Before you order, ask if everyone wants to split the cost evenly or divvy it up individually. That will help set expectations and avoid an awkward moment with the check. How about getting money back? If you buy your coworker lunch, ask him or her to treat you next time, or gently ask later when you'll get reimbursed. The person might have just forgotten. And group gifts. If a gift has already been purchased, pay what you can afford. If not, offer to pick it up and discuss contributions up front, so everyone kind of knows they're expected to kick in. From Woman's Day, Inspire, the power stories of resilience, grace, drawn from your world. A quote, the power of finding beauty in the humblest things makes home happy and life lovely. That was a quote by Louisa May Alcott. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us 919-832-5138. So long.